Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Last episode, we explored how words are important. However, you've lived long enough to know that speak and do definitely go together. How many times have you noticed some folks just say a lot of words that sound great, sometimes perhaps even boastful? But sadly, they never live out what they talk about. The people we respect the most are ones who put speak and do together. As already mentioned in our last episode, we explored words are important, and we made a good case for that idea. However, today we explore words more deeply, essentially the idea of putting action to your words. Simply said, speak and do. Logically, this is how words impact behavior and vice versa. Incidentally, both impact the world around you. To do justice to this concept, we will look at two things. First of all, how God does speak and do. And second, how human nature demands speak and do. Interestingly, too many times we speak, but don't intend to follow up with meaningful action. Yet that goes completely against what speak and do means. Actually, and I'm sure you've noticed just as I have, people talk a lot about these kinds of things. How to live better. Pursue what you want. Injustices. Their own unique opinions about, well, anything. What they think Scripture means. And of course, politics. Frankly, how much more meaningful would speak be if words would roll into what comes next, do? Namely, if I speak about these ideas, what's the logical next thing I should do? Some examples that automatically roll into positive behaviors that change lives and communities. Scenarios like this. What you should be doing and how you plan to accomplish that. Or how about this one? How you were wrong and what you will do to both right the wrong and correct it going forward. Here's another one. What God has placed in your heart and how that would naturally change what you do. Then there's this. What the Bible has brought to your attention recently and what God's Spirit is leading you to do. And then the final one. How to love someone who has held a grudge against you, maligned you, or persecuted you by what you do. Those are excellent examples of speak and do. All good things, wouldn't you agree? Strategically, if there's no action directly attached to your words, basically, you render your own words powerless, without purpose, empty, subsequently void, and sadly, unreliable. Naturally, then, words must be accompanied by action. So, speak and do. We're going to talk about the written versus the living word next. In the same manner as we've already spoken about, to treat God's word only as repeatable means that you render God's words powerless. Unfortunately, this reality is displayed in daily life by too many Christians. Just a lot of talk. Subsequently, lacking power to change lives, to change your life. Logically and sadly, this is a strike against the label Christian. You've likely noticed I often use the words Jesus follower. I love the word Christian, for it was first used in Scripture to describe Jesus' followers. Check out Acts 11, verse 26. However, without actually following Jesus, doing what he says, you put doubt on the word Christian. Essentially, if you don't follow Jesus to the detail of his teachings, you aren't truly being a Jesus follower. And conclusively, this also means you are not being very Christian. Basically, to be a Christian, you need to be a living word and not just a spoken word. Well, Jesus is both. So now let's remember the incredible concept of the written word and living word. Yes, Jesus is both. Quite literally, he is the alive and active life of God in the human, God-man, Jesus. Further, Christ's life is God on paper in the scriptures. And logically, this means both speak and do for anyone who claims to follow him. Do we, by our own lack of speak and do, dare to render the written word and living word as powerless in our lives? Empty? Irrelevant? When God spoke, everything came into existence at creation. He spoke to prophets in ancient times, to his people through Moses and the law and prophets. He spoke through Jesus' teachings when he lived on earth, and through modern effective evangelists. Yes, God still speaks. He also speaks even through ministries like Alive and Active Life. And when God speaks into your heart, which he wants to do daily. When God spoke in all those ways, his intention is for you to have action and power together. Does God's word pack a punch of power in your life? Would others agree that they see Jesus as they watch your life? Consider this. Is it any wonder some folks have pretty judgmental things to say about Christians? You know, those people who talk a lot about the Bible but don't show evidence of God's word empowering their individual lives. Incidentally, this includes not being kind, loving, courageous, just, credible, gracious, and so on. Of course, some people truly do value and implement the scriptures. They seek God and desire to please and serve him. Plus, they want to be the person God designed. Moreover, it's their goal to accomplish their life purpose. Essentially, Jesus followers are connected to the purpose and power of God's word by what they do. Speak and do matters. In this moment, consider which person you respect the most. One who talks a good story and a good bit, or one who gets busy putting into practical action everything they talk about. Frankly, I'll go first and show my hand to admit I totally respect the second kind of person most. So what about you? Actually, this is true of everyone in your life. Don't you agree? Your family, definitely your friends, even neighbors, without doubt, community leaders, hugely political candidates, necessarily church people, especially the ones who call themselves Christians, and on goes the list. Conclusively, it's absolutely true. Speak and do matters. I wonder, where do you function on the spectrum of speak and do? Essentially, when do you speak? And when you do speak, do you follow through with practical action in your home, subsequently in your community, on your job, very critically, in your church? After all, the world is watching. Guess who else is watching? Your family, neighbors, work comrades, and churchgoers. Let's examine a couple of verses from God's written word to support speak and do. The first one is from James 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Then there's this one, also from James, but from chapter 2, verse 26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. And then James also is the next verse we're going to look at, chapter 2, verse 18b. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Remarkably, just those three scriptures give credibility to speak and do. Amazingly, there's a boatload more of verses you could highlight. Naturally, faith, something a person declares, is very similar, if not identical, to only speaking. Simultaneously, speaking and then doing something about it brings credibility to what you say. Frankly, faith being acted on is something people can see and perhaps even choose to follow with action of their own. Incidentally, did you notice all three verses, as we noted, came from the book of James? Consequently, I think it's significant that the brother of Jesus writes about speak and do so passionately. Consider, he literally grew up with Jesus. Significantly, he watched his older brother every day in everything Jesus spoke and did. Realistically, he's likely one of the best witnesses to what Jesus actually spoke and did. So what about you? Naturally, you have people who are witnesses to your life. Frankly, in your home situation, in your community, we've mentioned these before, on the job, in your church. So some questions to consider. First of all, what would your people say about your life? The second thing, if God asked them to write something, perhaps with similar flair as the New Testament, for example, the book of James, would they be able to use your life as an example of powerful speak and do? Or how about this one, the third one? Have you thrown everything you have into being a credible example to people in your life? And then the fourth question we're going to look at is this one. When you speak, do you follow through with practical action in every facet of your relationships and responsibilities? Sometimes it helps to ask for feedback from someone you trust. Of course, if you ask for feedback about your words and actions, namely speak and do, you need to be willing to receive feedback. Subsequently, after receiving feedback, it's essential to talk to God about the feedback points. Naturally, you then do yourself a huge solid by working to implement the feedback from others into your daily life. Additionally, you know which feedback points you can discard with clear conscience. Why? Because you talked to God about those feedback points and you considered them, the feedback from others. That's the best way to know which things you need to hang on to and actually do something about, and which things you can discard with clear conscience. Before we explore application over this content,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Okay, now on to the application thoughts and questions. Number one, which kind of person are you? Only speak or both speak and do? Number two, what feedback would people likely give you about being a Christian? Three, have you thrown everything you have into being a credible example of Jesus to people in your life? Actually, a true Jesus follower? Number four, does God's word pack a punch of power in your life? Number five, would others in your life say they see Jesus as they watch your life? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use our online player at the top of each article. visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.